The next person to address the committee is Mr. Jerry Liepat. Mr. Liepat, the floor is yours.
Thank you. My name is Jerry Liepat. I am an attorney at law, having an office in Danbury, Connecticut. I make this statement on behalf of myself and in furtherance of consultation had with certain members of the organization known as Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Incorporated, a Wisconsin nonprofit corporation. First, a comment on the web page entitled, quote, NIBS Building Code Experts, Translating WTC Recommendations into Model Building Codes, unquote. The date references December 8, 9, 2006, appear to be erroneous. They actually pertain to meetings held in 2005, and the webpage should be corrected. Substantively, my comments are based on a concern that NIST's, quote, statement on progressive disproportionate collapse provisions, unquote, and NIST's currently existing, quote, recommendations following the federal building and fire investigation of the World Trade Center disaster, unquote, are based on misleading and inaccurate information.
Mr. Liepat?
On the one hand, is my time going to be held while we discuss your concern?
No, sir. I just wanted to point out to you that your comments need to be limited to the scope set out by the agenda for this meeting, which regard the report to Congress that the advisory committee is preparing, and also the status of the World Trade Center 7 investigation.
They are related. Thank you very much for your insight. On the one hand, it may be appropriate to adopt new standards and to implement certain new recommendations pertaining to progressive collapse as defined in the United Kingdom. However, it is incongruent to base such changes in standards upon the content of NIST NC Star 1, the document otherwise known as, quote, the final report on the collapse of the World Trade Center towers, unquote. Apparently, I am not the only observer to have made this connection
Mr.
between...
Mr. This is the federal program official for this committee. The comments you're making are on NC Star 1. NC Star 1 is not the subject of today's meeting. Today's meeting on World Trade Center 7 and the specific discussion that took place with regard to the report of the committee to Congress. So the comments you're making are outside the scope of the comment period that was provided to you on the Federal Register notice. So if you have any comments specifically related to World Trade Center 7, the work we're doing, and specifically related to the Advisory Committee's report that was discussed, you can have a comment period. But if you have any other comments that you'd like to submit to NIST, you can send them to us by email.
Say your name again.
I am Shyam Sundar. I'm the lead investigator for the investigation as well as the designated federal officer for this advisory committee.
Thank you for that clarification, and I will respond accordingly.
Thank you.
The written version of the ongoing investigation of WTC 7 was modified beginning in or about October of this year to indicate that hypothetical blast events would be considered as a part of the ongoing investigation. It is good that the words, quote, hypothetical blast events, unquote, have belatedly entered into NIST's lexicon with respect to the still incomplete but nonetheless ongoing investigation of the apparent demolition of World Trade Center Building Number 7.
4 minutes have been taken. You should begin to summarize your remarks.
Actually, I had asked earlier if the 4 minutes would be held in abeyance during the portion of my comments that were interrupted.
Yeah,
I had understood that they would be.
I have stopped the clock, and while Mr. Sunda, Dr. Sunda was explaining to you what the, and before that, Mr. Kaufman, so I've stopped it twice, and I'd stopped right now, so you're in your final minute, so if you could summarize your comments within the next minute. Thank you.
Okay. Let me conclude this comment by indicating that a written version of it will be submitted, and the written version will call attention to significant visual evidence that establishes probable cause to conclude that World Trade Center 1 and 2 were destroyed by actual blast events and not hypothetical blast events, to borrow a phrase that has belatedly entered into NIST's lexicon with respect to World Trade Center 7. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ms. Oliphant. That concludes the public comment period, and with that, it concludes the agenda as prepared.